This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is also a storyline we have talked about in the past. Are Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson finally going to get to a Super Bowl? They have both gotten so close. Both, of course, league MVPs. Josh Allen is the defending league MVP. They've gotten so close to toppling the Kansas City Chiefs. They haven't been able to do it in the AFC Championship game. Will one of them finally get to a Super Bowl? Both of them are Super Bowl caliber quarterbacks, and until they get that championship on their resume, it's always going to be a black mark that, of course, Patrick Mahomes has over them.
This is Judy Batista of NFL Network. I said to Josh, like, this, you know this song? Greta Van Fleet?
Yeah.
This song rocks. This band rocks. Good summer music. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Windows down.
Yep.
Windows down today. It's going to be nice. It is nice.
Do you know what I've had on, I've never listened to in my life that I've been listening to with the windows down recently is Johnny Cash.
Okay.
Just randomly started listening to Johnny Cash this weekend. No idea why or what spurred it. I probably heard a song. I'm just going to throw this on.
Jeremy and Joe here on WGR, Judy Batista. I was looking at the NFL futures this weekend. Just for something to do.
Uh-huh.
Just to look at, you know, if I was going to put together a division winner, eight division winner parlay, blah, blah, blah. I didn't do anything. I'm not sitting here telling you anything about betting. I was just looking.
Okay.
And one of the things I found, this kind of gets to Allen and Jackson and the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens. Like, really, the AFC has a lot of teams, but, boy, the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Ravens get so much of the oxygen, as they should.
Yeah.
And I looked like, oh, odds to make the Super Bowl. Click. Who's the favorite? The Bills.
Oh.
Odds to make the AFC Championship game. Who's the favorite? The Bills. Mm-hmm. And then the Ravens. And then the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do this pretty much for everything.
Sure.
Every step of the way. NFC winner. AFC winner. Right now the AFC winner is Ravens, then Bills, then Chiefs. But you can switch that around. Who's going to win the division? Who's going to appear in the division? And every single step of the way, it is, right now at least, Bills and Ravens ahead of Chiefs.
Hmm.
So all the, they doubt us, they think we're not as good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs are the team that can kind of claim that. Here they are.
Yeah.
Not the favorites, despite, you know, winning the AFC every time, just about. And the Bills and the Ravens are thought of as, or whatever, like the betting at least is more people think they're going to win it.
Sure.
Or willing to bet that.
I mean, this is more about who's with you, but they are, isn't, I think it's two times less likely by the odds to win their division than the Bills are. But it actually be more than that.
That's probably what is at work here.
Yeah, right now the Bills are minus 280 to win the AFC East and the Chiefs are minus 110.
Yeah.
Like about even money, about a coin flip. If you really believe in the Chiefs' aura and like they are incapable of having a down year because we just saw them have a down year and they won 15 games anyways, you might believe they'll win it no matter what. Well, here you go. The coin flip. I tend to find, like, on them being doubted, like, I would group myself in that. I think it's very realistic to see them not win their division. There are two really good teams in the same division with them. Like, if I were doing that, like, putting together, like, a division parlay and, like, let me pick the division winners, like, I would be very tempted to pick Denver to win that division. Really tempted. I like everything about them. The roster's awesome. The quarterback is good. The coach is a good coach. Offensively, like, there's no flaw on that team that I see. They might not have a superstar quarterback, but there's no flaw.
That division has four coaches that have been to a Super Bowl.
Reed, Harbaugh,
Peyton,
and
Pete Carroll.
Oh, Pete Carroll. Okay, yeah.
They have four coaches.
That's pretty good.
That have been to a Super Bowl in one division.
And three have won it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is pretty good.
So whether that makes the Raiders tougher, and the Broncos, of course, had a great year with their rookie quarterback last year, and the Chargers had a good year and a really bad finish.
Really bad finish.
Really bad finish. But, hey, I mean, they shouldn't have lost to Houston, but they did.
Why is – I mean, is that not us thinking they got lucky last year and that if they are the Chiefs, some version of the same thing, that – they won't win 15, they'll win 11.
I think what it means is that they're thought of as equally good as the Bills and Ravens, but a tougher road, really, is all that is. They're not just given the benefit of the doubt, oh, this team. I mean, look at Philadelphia and their odds. They're in a tough division, right?
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons that if you do the same exercise in the NFC, like the Eagles are up there as a favorite. They're favored to win the NFC.
Not by as much as the whole conference?
Yeah. But they're favored a little bit less than the Bills and the Ravens.
And that's because of their division.
Yeah. So their division is a little tougher.
Right.
I don't know what to do with the NFC North. I mean, that was tough last year and might be tough again. It seems like the NFL's got a lot of, I don't know, how many really good teams are there? How many teams is it possible could win the Super Bowl this year? Let's just,
okay.
If you were to say, give me all of these teams,
yeah,
and I should be obviously a prohibitive favorite,
mm-hmm.
The most shocking, farthest down underdog to win it. I bet if you went Ravens, Bills, Chiefs,
yep.
Eagles, Lions, Rams, I feel like I would be done. I think I need
you. You would go Rams and not Commanders?
I would. The Commanders might be the seventh team.
They were in the NFC Championship last year.
That's right. They were. They beat the Lions.
Yep.
So,
didn't they beat him good, too?
Yeah, the Lions couldn't make any stops. The Lions' entire defense got hurt last year, and they just lost another player to an ACL.
Yeah.
Okay, seven. Is seven where you'd cap it? Who's not included? I mean, Cincinnati, Denver, the Chargers. I pointed out to you a number of times that the Chargers are, according to ESPN, fourth most likely to win the AFC.
The Chargers?
ESPN's football power index, whatever, still ranking season until camp begins. But if you gave me Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, Lions, Rams, I feel like I'd be set. Six.
You're really going Rams? Are that different for you than like the...
I think the Rams are going to be very, very good.
Because I think
if they keep Stafford healthy. Stafford, Puka, Adams, the defense that they have built.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the Rams are really, really good.
Because I think most would probably put them on a tier with Washington and Green Bay.
Yeah, that's probably
and
right.
And Cincinnati. Although, I made a noise when you said Cincinnati. Because...
I didn't list them.
You didn't list them. Well, we did on like the next list of teams that we wouldn't put in that. Like, oh, they could win the Super Bowl. They couldn't win the Super Bowl this year? Like, because they've gone to it.
Well, can I give you the drop-off in the odds?
Sure.
Cincinnati's behind Minnesota to win the Super Bowl.
Minnesota, who that Pro Football Network mock draft picked to lose to the Bills in the Super Bowl last week. Remember that.
The Bengals are 11-1, whereas the Bills, Ravens, and Chiefs are around like 3-4-1. So there's a big gap between the Chiefs, the Bills, Ravens, Chiefs. Huge gap.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bengals, Texans, Broncos, Chargers, and then another gap, and then you're down to like Steelers, Colts, Jags.
Yeah.
So there in the AFC, according to the odds, there are two tiers. It's Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, and then Bengals, Texans, Broncos, Chargers. And that's your seven in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
Would you feel those are the seven playoff teams? And Pittsburgh's not in there.
New
England's not in there.
We didn't list Denver, did we?
Denver's in the second tier.
Second tier, right.
Cincinnati, right. Houston, Denver, and the Chargers.
The thing about Cincinnati for the Super Bowl question is, like, my hang-up is we just saw them play worse defense than anybody in years. And what did they do when they played all these other teams that are capable of winning the Super Bowl?
They competed.
Came down to the last play.
They competed.
Came down in Arrowhead. Came down to a flag at the end. They would have beat the Chiefs.
Yep.
In Baltimore, it comes down to a two-point conversion, or it comes down to overtime. That's their two games last year. They didn't play the Bills, but we've seen them beat the Bills.
We'll see that this year.
Right. So, I know they didn't make the playoffs last year, but every time I see them against one of these top teams, they look like they are on that level. They show up to the fight every single time. So, I'm to believe they can't go on a run if they, like, what would I really need to have that happen? Their defense was the worst in football last year. What's one thing you hear a lot about defense is it's harder to predict year to year than it is offense. So what if they go from 32nd in the league to 21st? Is that enough? How good does their defense have to be for me to jump to they can win the Super Bowl? Because no one would dispute their offense is good enough, right?
Yeah. Well,
so how good's their defense got to be? 20th?
We had all those statistics from Warren Sharp on how bad the Bills' defense was and how it was turnovers that kind of saved them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I would want to put Cincinnati's defense from last year. How did it stack up against the Bills? Was the difference the turnovers? Was that it? And the Bills were elite at taking the ball away, and they have been for multiple seasons. So, I don't know about Cincinnati. I don't know what to do with them.
Like, because they're really, maybe what's right here is to keep them in that group of, you know, because Burrow's the best of the bunch. But what does Cincinnati and Green Bay and the Chargers, maybe those are the three, and maybe Washington too? What do those four teams really have in common? Don't they all feel like they have a quarterback that's good enough to win it all, but the rest of it, you're kind of like, I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't put Jordan Love in that caliber yet, but
it's pretty close. I mean, like he's good.
Herbert, Jordan Love, Jaden Daniels, and Joe Burrow. I feel like all four of those guys are good enough to win a Super Bowl.
Yep. I mean, if Hurts is, then those guys are.
Yeah, but all four of those teams right now have some reason why you just wouldn't think they're all the way there. Although I don't know what I would say about Green Bay for why they wouldn't be. Why isn't Green Bay good enough to win a Super Bowl? Like, what's the reason? Is it kind of like the Bills? They don't have star players, but they don't have Josh Allen. They have the second-tier guy.
Yeah. David Montgomery, the Lions, says, and this is one other thing. Here's one other thing about training camp for the Bills, which opens in 2 days, that's going to be interesting. Last year, they were able to say, people think we're going to be down. Mm-hmm. People think, you know, we've lost too much. We can't do it. They can't really say that this year. And you know, this window dressing in context for a season? Yes. But David Montgomery, the Lions, just said something I'm wondering if anybody's going to say about the Bills at Bills camp. David Montgomery on Eric Woodyard, via ESPN's Eric Woodyard, said, everybody's tired of being close.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool to be close at first, but you don't want to get comfortable with being close all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Will anybody...
He said that after going, twice have they done that? How many times have the Lions really been close?
They went to the NFC Championship game and lost.
Yeah.
And then they were the one seed, and he got hurt.
And they lost in the divisional round.
And they lost. So it's championship game, one seed, everybody's tired of being close.
So two times, and he's making that comment. And the Bills have been close.
A lot.
Six times. Five times. Whatever it is at this point.
Listen, it's whatever you want. It's the messaging that each player might feel. There's the internal, there's the external messaging, all that. I wonder what the Bills' kind of refrain will be. Will anybody say, tired of being close? This team's here to win the Super Bowl. You know, will anybody say those words? If you think about this, it's like I said, it can be window dressing. Mm-hmm. How important is it to you? And what they say publicly versus privately is different. I mean, the Sabres, when they traded for Chris Drury, he put a picture of the Stanley Cup in the locker room because it's like, it's important to remember what we're here for, right? And that's just one anecdote from like 20 years ago. It's a long time. But here are the Bills who, along the way, it's been about the Super Bowl. Vaughn came in and talked about the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Will they talk that game this year? Will they talk one seed? Will they say, you know, it's the thing we haven't done, and that's our goal, is to be, we're here at first day of training camp, and this marks day one to be the number one seed. We want to get that done. We want to get everybody here. We lost on the road last year. We want the bye. We want the one seed.
Mm-hmm. I would hope so. I would hope we hear, because one thing that you hear once in a while, and this is something that I think got said after the Worthy trade, and I think maybe it sure got said at some point during this offseason. Whenever I hear the line, well, you got to win your division first.
Yeah, that's...
That, yes, it's accurate, but there's always a little bit of an annoying part of that for me, of you got to win your division first, because nobody is questioning your ability to win the division. In fact, it is assumed you will win the division.
I think
it is a catastrophic failure, maybe, you could even say.
If you don't
win your division. That doesn't feel like why we're here anymore.
I feel like Bean was asked about maybe at the pre-draft luncheon or, I don't know, somewhere along the way in the last 3-4 months.
Like building your team to be.
Yeah, do you ever look at another opponent when building a team? And that's when that kind of came up. Like, well, not really, but you want to make sure you're winning your division first. You're playing that team twice.
Right.
Keep an eye on your division. And you'd understand why they would say that, but you would also think that the Bills, the Ravens, and the Chiefs, which team has to worry about its division the least? It's the Bills.
It's the Bills. And also what that can do inadvertently is it can kind of give the message that you are in some ways okay with this life of, well, I haven't won the whole thing, but you know, look, we're winning the AFC East every single year. We're winning our pocket of four teams every single year, and we dominate that. That's great. Like, we're doing a great job, and they are doing a great job, but I don't know. I would rather hear the comment like that from David Montgomery, the desperation of, like, yeah, AFC East, whatever. Like, we got to beat Kansas City in the playoffs.
Tired of being close.
We were tired of being close. That to me would come off better.
803-0550. Speaking of the division, Kevin Petra at NFL.com has a piece up ranking all 8 candidates to go worst to first. And there's some good numbers here. So last year in the NFL, 2024, nobody did it. There was not a worst. Wow. There was not a worst to first team.
Wasn't there a streak going before
yes,
that?
Yes. There was the first time since 2019, and only the third time since realignment in 2003.
Since realignment.
So in 2003, only 3 times has no team gone worst to first.
Mm-hmm.
And he also points out, Kevin does, that three seasons did not include a club flipping, but there have been double that amount of years that have seen 2 clubs do it. So 3 times, none have done it. 6 times,
2
teams have done it, gone from worst to first. And 2 franchises have gone from worst in their division to the Super Bowl. And that's the Eagles in 2017 and the Saints in 2009. So 8 last place division teams, he ranks them, we'll count them down 8-1, how likely they are to win their division.
Okay.
So all last place finishers. Number 8, the Giants.
No way.
Right, no chance.
No chance. No chance.
Or, well, I guess this is, unless Jackson Dart's amazing, which, you know, jump in and just be amazing. Whatever.
They've got a division, though, where, like, there's not one team that needs to fall on their face.
No,
like,
there's 2 great teams and
there's another
pretty good team.
Yeah.
Number 7 is Cleveland.
Yeah, no way.
Not very likely to go worst to first. Number 6 is the Saints.
Nope.
Not likely. Number 5 is the Raiders. You start to get into... tough division.
Geno Smith, lightning in a bottle. Like, all right. Like, I would not pick it.
No, it's hard to see.
Like, I would pick them to finish last, but.
Worst to first candidates counting down. Number 4, Kevin puts the Titans. That to me is more about.
Your division stinks.
Your division's available.
It's the AFC South.
Yeah. Like, I think the Jags are going to win that division, but the Titans, if Cam Ward is good, then okay.
And wouldn't you expect him to be pretty good? Pretty good.
I don't know.
He doesn't feel like the boom or bust guy. I feel like he's going to be pretty good for a long time, and he's never going to be great. Maybe I'm wrong about him, but.
Number 3, likelihood of worst to first. Notice we have not gotten to the AFC East yet.
No, we haven't.
Number 3 is the Bears.
See, I like the team for that, and I like the coach, but
the division is tough.
The division is really hard.
But every time this happens, that's the thing. Like, going back to have all these seasons where it has happened. Yeah. I don't have the full list of the team that fell off. You know, were they old?
Right.
Did somebody get hurt? But it happens. Anyway, the Bears are number three.
Because they have three good teams above them. Like, okay, like J.J. McCarthy might be bad showing up for the first time. And the Vikings roster's great. But then I've still got the Packers and the Lions in the way.
Right.
Like, you could get one of those teams to surprisingly be terrible, and you're still got to be – you probably got to win 12 games to win that division.
Yeah.
At a minimum.
So the Bears are number three. Number two, counting down the most likely worst-to-first candidates. Number two, he writes, the Patriots are number two. Drake may –
I don't disagree with that.
Drake may break out. You really only need one team to fall on its face or have a bunch of injuries or whatever.
Like, don't think it's going to happen, but
– no, and two of the teams in the division, if the Patriots are good, it wouldn't be hard, I don't think, for them to get over the Jets. And Miami is the next candidate, and they've fallen short a bunch of times. So he has New England number two, and the number one candidate to go worst to first. This is going to be one of those – oh, they finished last?
Who's left? NFC West?
Yeah.
Who finished last?
Right.
The Cardinals?
The Niners.
The Niners finished last?
The Niners finished last.
Wow.
Might have been, was it a tie for last? Worst in the division to first? He has the Niners as most likely to go worst to first. Which I think, you know, San Francisco has season. You know how you know how the Bills bounce back and forth between 13 wins and 11 wins?
Yeah.
The Niners bounce back and forth between 13 and 6.
Yeah, oh yeah. They have some bad years.
They went 6 and 11. They finished last. The Cardinals were 8 and 9.
Do they kind of feel like how the Bills were treated before last year? A little bit? Like, hey, this team is a lot of respect for what they've done.
Yep.
But you've lost some pieces, and I'm not sure you're going to be as good as you have been.
Well, they went
the difference there is, as good as they have been, they were just last. So, they weren't that great.
A couple things happened with the Niners. They went from completely loaded, unbelievable skill position talent to everybody's old and hurt.
Right. I
mean, Kittle is still there and good, but
Kittle's gone from like their fourth most impressive weapon to he's probably number one.
He's probably number one right now, because I don't know if you can count on McCaffrey. Ayuk is coming off an ACL. Debo's gone. Juwan Jennings wants a contract.
Pearsall's hasn't seen enough.
He's a rookie.
Him.
Yeah. So they went from completely loaded to, all right, let's see where it goes from here.
And now they paid the quarterback.
They did.
So it's like, you're going to be able to keep that all together? If not, I had a Kyle Shanahan conversation this weekend.
Oh, here we go.
With a bunch of guys.
Now it's football season. We're getting into football season. It's finally back.
Kyle Shanahan.
A lot of you think,
what a fraud.
How do you know it's football? Oh, it feels like football outside. True football season is when Joe starts going in on Kyle Shanahan.
What a fraud. 70-62 in 8 years.
Here we go.
And he's a genius.
Ah, it feels so good to be back.
That actually was
We're back.
That was not the context of it, by the way.
Oh, okay. Wasn't you saying he's a joke?
No. In fact, I don't think I ever got to that. No, as you know, what will happen in a guy's weekend is, of course, Sean McDermott will come up as a conversation. And the hypothetical came up because I think you've even said this. Like, there was a lot of, I would not fire McDermott unless I know who I'm getting in response. And then it came up, well, what if the Niners have a terrible season and Shanahan's available? Did you do it then? The group was split, just so you know.
Interesting.
Because everyone kind of agreed. It would take that caliber of coach to think about it. And he was the only caliber of coach we could find in the league that you could even imagine
could be free.
Could be freed up in a year. Like, yeah, there was nobody else that anyone would say they would fire Sean McDermott for that you, like, Andy Reid's not getting fired.
No.
Like, no one else you could get to. Oh, that guy could be available. Shanahan, I mean, you still got to, what does he have to win? 4 games this year? He probably has to have a really bad year. But, you know, maybe you could get there. That'd be 9 years in, and that would be his 5th season
with two,
6 or fewer wins.
With 2 Super Bowl appearances.
I mean, He's lost a lot of games.
He's been the NFC Championship game also a bunch of times. Hey, if they want to fire him, good luck. Good luck. I am not going to answer that question out of respect for 2 days before the start of training camp.
That's fair.
I'm not going to answer that question. And also, I mean, there's would you be interested in that scenario? And then there's would it be even conceivable to consider a change.
Right, right. That makes sense.
I think their coach is good. I think they've got a good coach.
That was part of it. I think even I said, like, there's like 3 guys in the league that I would even think about it with right now. Honestly.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Also, maybe a little side note to that question. I'd have an answer for you that comes from the Sabres embedded from the draft that we just saw. Maybe you didn't see it. The Sabres put out their most recent draft recap, a 30-minute episode on how they got through the draft. And I think there's something in there to see that would provide a little bit of context to that question about Kyle Shanahan, believe it or not. I'll tell you that. We'll get a phone call in as well, 803-0550 on WGR.
I had been in conversations with Utah well before the trade deadline. So when I talk about publicly, like there's times where conversations, you're ramped up and then they hit pause and then you pick them back up later, this would be a perfect example.
The right shot D comes into play. I've been focused on Dome because, you know, I mean, I think you like him for the same reason I do. Yeah, there's some urgency on my end. Yeah, sit with your guys and just get back to me as soon as you can. He's just not moving Dome, he said. Too core of a guy. He clearly values it.
There's a long path to getting the deal across the finish line. And what I made clear to them was that Kesselring and Doan were critical pieces in any sort of trade that we would be making.
Kevin Adams from the Sabres Embedded. Give him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some sunglasses for those deals. It's not clear the old, you know, taking that sunglasses comment. It's more about like how it's become a meme than anything.
You know,
the Bills and their business with TJ Sanders is totally fine.
Isn't it interesting at all that he, not really, right? He started the line of guys that didn't get fully guaranteed. He was the first one.
Yeah.
Judkins probably won't, but he hasn't signed.
Sure.
He's the only one ahead of Sanders.
It's 5% of you know.
Right. They ended up getting, like, for no second-round pick ever getting a fully guaranteed contract before this year. I mean, seven of them ended up getting that.
They got a lot,
like,
yeah.
It feels like they kind of won. The rookies did.
Yeah, next year it'll be, what, 15?
Maybe. And, right, like, Sanders and these guys that came after, theirs wasn't 100%, but it was, you know, almost.
803-0550 to join us. So, that's Kevin Adams on the Paterka trade, which...
Yep.
They've been talking with Utah since before the trade deadline.
Right.
So the stuff about Paterka maybe moving at the deadline that Renaud Lavoie and maybe Frank Saravalli had about the Rangers, one would think that at one point I'm just going to go ahead and say that was all true, that the Rangers might have been really close and the Sabres didn't do it because they wanted to keep working on Utah here to get these two pieces they got back. Whatever. We can't know everything. We just know what they tell us on some level. And there's that. One other thing from the Sabres embedded, the 30-minute feature, and this is true of the Bills features as well, that the owner, Terry Pegula, he is front and center, and he is in there, part of the process. I feel like if I owned a sports team, I would also do the same thing, so I don't necessarily think that that is has to be problematic. You know, you do have your Bills and Sabres fans that wonder about the owner's influence and how much that person meddles. You know, some teams have owners that are very present. Some teams have owners that are not. But one thing we can see from these videos they show us is that the owner is very present, which on the Sabre side of it, Joe, I would just say he's present for all these things and they keep floundering.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he's not seeing what's happening. I don't know.
Well, because I hear from fans, like just, you know, like just talking. I hear two things. I hear one, he's too meddlesome, and I also hear, oh, he doesn't care.
Right, right.
It's like, I don't feel like both of those things can be true. If they were, that'd be very strange.
Yeah.
And so I guess you kind of decide what you want. Do you want him to be all over everything, or do you want him to just, like, laissez-faire? Like, do your thing. Because that, I think both can be met with criticism. Or you really want something in between, I'm sure.
803-0550. Let's get a phone call in here. Zach in West Seneca. Hey, Zach, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, the McDermott conversation, that's how you know football's back. Hey, listen, I love the conversation because I'm a McDermott truther. I just think his whole body of work says a lot, and I just think there's so much more. I mean, you listen to all the podcasts, and I think a lot of the like local guys that cover have kind of come around. They think McDermott's maybe changed his tune the last couple of years. I just think if there's a guy for the job, it's him. You know, if I look at the other, I think he's probably the third or fourth best coach in the league when you look at body of work. I know, you know, it's a big deal to me where he's brought them from before. You know, his and Allen's relationship. But if there was a guy that I think could elevate them, and if somehow 2-3 years from now, and that's how long I'd want to wait, because I think McDermott deserves to get into that new building and whatnot, regardless of what happens this year, it would be Kyle Shanahan. I mean, I just think his body work on the other side stands for itself. Think two Super Bowls, right? Which in the NFC, that is hard to get to. You know, they didn't have to go through the Chiefs. And in those early Shanahan years, the Patriots were still good back in 2017-18. So they didn't have to go through them. But I think Shanahan's like an offensive McDermott on the NFC side. You know, I just feel like they're both hired about the same time. And I do think he's got a, you know, some guys are just really good with that system, kind of like Mike McDaniel down in Miami, where, like, you know, it looks good for a period of time. But I think Shanahan is, you know, a good coach, good leader of men and people in the organization. But I think that is one of the most underrated parts about Sean McDermott. I think he's a huge motivator, good leader of men. It, you know, just shows you when the Tyler Dunn piece hit a couple years ago, all the guys coming out. And I think they all want it for him. So, but if there was a guy, that would probably be it. I'd much rather do him than, say, like an up-and-coming. None of these guys ever really impressed me that have come up the last couple of years. A lot of them have been cycled through. But maybe the closest was a Ben Johnson. But everybody else, I just feel like we'd be doing what we did pre-drought. But
well, thanks, Zach. Anytime this conversation comes up, it's impossible to – it's not impossible – feels difficult to say, I think he's a good coach too, but I have to acknowledge that there are probably a lot of coaches that with Josh Allen as their quarterback could have also won a lot of these games. Mm-hmm. It's always this problem when evaluating the Bills. Like these, you're talking about these assistants that cycled through. Mm-hmm. Like who? Like if Brian Daboll's the coach, are the Bills just not winning the divisions? Or are they still winning the divisions? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Who are some of those other coaches? If it's, I don't know, Matt Eberflus. That's not a name I want.
You want someone like a middle of the road coach? You want Todd Bowles?
Todd Bowles. I'm sure. I don't know. But you're talking about these guys that got cycled through. Two guys that got hired in the same hiring process as McDermott are McVay and Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
And those are both darn good coaches that have made Super Bowls. What would Sean McVay do with this team?
Score 90 points a game.
They might. I don't know. I don't know. So it's this reality we live in where we all know Josh is so supremely good that he covers up for deficiencies they have, mm-hmm. whether that's last year's defense didn't make stops, or if it's, people tend to think their skill positions aren't top half of the league in surrounding him. But it's okay because Allen and in part Joe Brady have done great. What if Joe Brady got the job? Would Joe Brady have them winning divisions every year? I don't know. Again, like this conversation about McDermott always comes up. And anybody that tries to tell me if they didn't have McDermott, they'd be back in the drought. Like Josh Allen would have taken drought teams to the playoffs and won playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have won playoff games for Chan or Rex.
All of them.
I don't know.
All of them.
How many? Yeah, 17 years. If Josh Allen's the quarterback of every one of those drought teams, how many playoff appearances are there? 12?
Maybe so more.
It's not. But like I said, when you say that, it sounds like you're saying, well, anybody could do the job. And I don't necessarily think that.
Right.
I do think he's a very good coach. I think they're in a fine spot. If he got 2 to 3 to 5 more years and then they did win a Super Bowl, all would be forgiven.
Yeah.
But you might immediately then ask the other question, well, if I gave 10 years of one of the top two quarterbacks in football, how many would get the job done? And is once the right number of times to mm-hmm. get the job done? So I always feel like this conversation on McDermott, like I can tell you I think he's very good. And then as soon as mm-hmm. I hear somebody make a point that feels like it goes too far, then here I am spinning to say, well, easy.
No, he's like, I definitely think he's a great coach. The job, though, because Allen exists now, like his job at the beginning of this Bills tenure was very different than I think it is now. His job now, like Allen gets you to the playoffs almost on his own. Like he could. The job is more to me about, all right, now it's more important that you have the right guy when your quarterback can get matched. This guy's a superhero. They've got one too. Lamar Jackson. Or this guy's got one. They've got Patrick Mahomes. And hey, he's beaten Baltimore twice. He's mm-hmm. figured out a way to do it. When Warren Sharp was on with Mike Shope last week talking about how McDermott started to dial up man blitzes that Lamar Jackson wasn't ready for, and that's how they got their two turnovers in the first half. Like, that's a good job.
Yep.
That's a big reason why you won that football game, because you got those two turnovers off Lamar, and if you caused him to do that because you confused him a little bit and you made it a little bit harder on him, then good on you.
Right. Your offense scored enough points. It had a really great start to the game and then kind of dried up in the middle. But your defense, right, your defense got the job done.
But then on the other hand, you get outcoached by Andy Reid consistently in the playoffs. That's a tough bar, though. Like, that's where I wouldn't just say, well, McDermott gets them that far. Anybody could do that. Guys are getting outcoached by Andy Reid consistently right now. Kyle Shanahan has twice in Super Bowls, in the margins.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't just assume that Shanahan would come in and be the difference. He could. And there will come a day where enough years will have passed where, like, okay, I want to see somebody else take a shot at this guy if the Chiefs are even still going. Maybe Reed retires before that ends up happening. That's the job, though. The job with Josh Allen at playing in superhero mode and being a superstar is more to me now about, when that guy can be matched, can you beat and outcoach the guy across from you? And I would only say that one guy has been consistently able to outcoach him. And I don't know where you're just going to find somebody that's going to go in and beat Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo in a coaching fight.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-552-550. You can, of course, watch us on YouTube. Maybe you're planning on doing that for training camp. We're going to be out at camp. We're going to have the cameras on at camp. You'll see us bright and early from St. John Fisher. And, you know, we're going to be talking to members of the media, talking to players and coaches, hopefully, as well. So Sal will be out there. So, you know, subscribe to the WGR 550 YouTube channel. Hit a like. Give us a like. Give us a subscribe. Sorry. And join us. We'll take you to camp with us on our YouTube channel. So see you there. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Monday. Happy football season-ish. We haven't kicked all the way into training camp highlights. That'll start this week.
Yes.
All right, let's make a bet. Who gets the Bills' first touchdown at camp?
Coleman. They're going to run fade routes off the start, right?
First touchdown, 11-on-11. I'm going to – once you give –
okay, it's got to be 11-on-11.
Or 7-on-7 or 11-on-11.
Coleman catching like a fade touchdown drill or something.
All right.
Yeah, okay, first, that's right. It's got to be like a real play.
First 11-on-11 touchdown. I'm going to take – give me Curtis Samuel.
I got – who's the blocking tight end they just drafted?
Jackson Hawes.
Let's go a deep pull. Jackson Hawes.
We used to do this. Let's get our bingo board up. Like a Bills training camp bingo board.
Yeah.
Curtis Samuel – in the backfield. I want that in my bingo board.
Ooh.
Hey, look at this. Run Curtis Samuel out of the backfield.
Yeah.
Put that on my bingo board.
That, though, I don't think we'll be able to say.
I mean, you're people will notice it.
Yeah.
What we're allowed to say versus what people, I don't know.
A caller will be allowed to say it. We won't be allowed to say it.
I don't remember what we're allowed to say. I'm going to have to get the refresher on that.
I got a quick story for you. So yesterday was at a company picnic for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Her whatever big picnic that her office had, and there were like lawn games, not lawn games, more like team activities, if you will.
And you played Viking chess.
We did not. What is Viking chess?
It's that game, Coob.
I played. Oh yeah. We went through this a couple weeks ago.
You got to play Viking chess. It's awesome.
No, so there were a couple different games. One of them was there were 9 hula hoops, and then everyone got a cone, and there were 2 lines, 2 teams,
okay.
And it was like tic-tac-toe. It was like a race, like tic-tac-toe, kind of. Like, as soon as your person put the thing down in front of you, you got to run up and do it. But the other person next to you is running up and doing it, too.
Okay.
So it's whoever gets the cones down first. So on the – both teams had 2 down, and they were both going for different spots. And the cones were put down for tic-tac-toe in 2 different spots at the same time. So, like, oh, tie, right? So
Gene Steratore came in and...
So, I assumed, right, like, oh, that's a tie. And then someone goes, wait a minute. George sitting over here is recording with his phone.
Wow.
So, now the game has turned into, instead of just calling it a tie, let's go to George's phone. We're going to go to the video. We're going to rewind it. And then we're going to put it into slow motion so that we can see that, oh, their cone actually touched the grass first before theirs did. Winner.
Wow.
Team on the right. We had instant replay review in a team activity. I loved it.
This is what Gene Steratore has done to us.
As a society.
As a society.
We're reviewing everything.
As a society.
Yeah.
You can no longer just have a fun lawn game at a company picnic without a review.
We got a review on a cell phone.
Not enough people are saying how terrible this development is. Rough. All right. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550. I'm bouncing off for the final hour. I'll be back tomorrow with you. And we're at training camp on Wednesday. Make sure, go to your smart TV now. Do this now. Subscribe to the WGR channel now. So Wednesday, when you wake up and you turn on your TV and you're like, hey, what's going on today? You'll see us at camp.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There's your plan. Go do it now. Subscribe now. We'll see you at training camp on Wednesday. 803-0550 on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.